Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. Kevin Kelly, West Coast Marine, Parker Boats, Yamaha Outboards is here. We're having fun talking fishing.
You're not kidding, man. And there is some fishing to talk about right now with the local fishing that's going on. Bluefin offshore, yellowtail fishing at the island. Great fishing all the way up the coast, boy, here, and all that great yellowtail and white sea bass fishing that's going on all the way up through Central Coast. There's just, it's happening. It's summertime, and this is what it's supposed to be. And we're talking fishing, and we want to talk to you. If you want to join us in the second hour of Let's Talk Hookup, there's two ways that you can reach us. 858 area code 457-1090. That's our local number. Our toll-free line is 877-792-1090. Right now, every single phone line is packed up, but you stay tuned. We're going to be taking a lot of phone calls here in this second hour. Great opportunities. And not only is it an opportunity to talk to Kevin Kelly from West Coast Marine, you've also got a chance at winning a great prize today. Today, we are giving away a full-day trip on board the San Diego out of C4 Sport Fishing. Again, to get in on this historic bite of yellowtail, or maybe you want to save it and you go a couple weeks, maybe that tuna comes in again and guys are fishing offshore.
There's gotta be some elephant coming in.
You have an opportunity to go fishing on one of the very best boats with the very best captain and crew. Again, a full day trip on board the San Diego, going to one lucky caller at the end of the show today.
Indeed. All right, time to find out what's biting.
Today it's sponsored in part by the Sato Crimp and Winder Company, where they only make products that work. If you want to end connection failures, you need the Sato Crimp Kit. It's a must-have piece of gear for your next trip to help you catch everything from school-sized tuna to record-sized tuna, and with brass crimps and other features, it's better than ever. It's the favorite connection method on the Royal Star, the Royal Polaris, the American Angler, and most of the other top boats, and if you haven't already, you should make it your preferred connection. Get it at selected tackle stores like Fisherman's Landing Tackle, Taka's Tackle, and the Longfin.
Indeed. Mark Wish with the FishDope.com report from Pacific Edge. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Pete and Rick and Kevin.
Hey, Mark.
Well, guys, our first week of summer 2018 here has just been fantastic. Full opportunity, both inshore and offshore. Got a lot to cover here. We'll see what we can cram in. I'm going to start up north there at the Channel Islands. Still cranking out good scores on that yellows and sea bass both. Good enough that even some of our local boats been going way out west up there to take advantage. Same thing at Nick on the outside here, yellows and sea bass, good grade fish, and some really interesting stuff going out there. I'll mention in a minute, but good weather out there at the outer islands. It makes it easier to get to Catalina Island. A lot of fish at the island right now. Barracuda, yellow, sea bass scattered all over. Unfortunately, huge amount of boat pressure here this week with the holiday the way that it is. A lot of fish being chased around every which way. I feel kind of sorry for them, actually. That boat pressure is going to be intense, and you guys want to pay very close attention. There is some squid back there in that Ben Weston sector that is in a closure, and Fish and Game is well aware. So you guys want to be watching your P's and Q's back there, guys. And what's crazy, and this is something I have never seen before ever, but I've heard about it plenty here recently. Can you imagine schools of 30 to 40-pound sea bass right up on top, rolling around in the kelp lines, shorping up red crabs off the surface and biting live squid for the guys that were lucky enough to be there watching?
Come
that.
On.
I was not one of them. Both at Catalina and San Nicolas, both, I've heard these stories. It's just killing me.
Wow.
Straight big ones. Straight big ones. Yeah,
wow. No
crazy.
Kidding. Eyeball that, fish and sea bass.
Yeah. Shorping red crabs. It's like a dry fly, you know, big old trout sucking him up.
Yeah,
out.
That's cool.
Got to be awesome.
Yeah, so San Clemente Island, still good, but a little different over there. Better big fish actions around the back right now, both ends, but better up west there. There's some squid to be had outside the dunes, and you know what happens when you get some squid in good areas there with yellows and sea bass around. You know, they're liking it. It's big fish, guys. Heavy tackle is virtually mandatory to get a good shot. They're right on the edge of the kelp lines there. The front's got some fish, but mostly smaller. Catalina and Clemente both, phenomenal tackle bass fishing with the warm water. And offshore, so where things are really shaping up, tremendous volume, a bluefin around. You guys have been talking about that. There's two areas, a school that was kind of down there toward the hood, hidden bank, pushed up yesterday, made like a 10-mile move to southeast of the 425 over toward that 101. I can only imagine what that looks like today with a holiday weekend, nice weather, and biting fish. That should be very interesting. And then there's another area of fish off the east end of Clemente down toward that 43. That's bluefin there. And interestingly enough, we got a sprinkle of yellowfin showing up. Got some yellows on kelps. Even the rumor of the first Dorado that was caught yesterday. And then those yellows at the Coronados. I had friends that were there yesterday. They said you couldn't hardly even see the water. There were so many boats, and everybody was bent. It was like total chaos, absolutely wide open fishing. I think it's time to go, guys.
Yeah.
You're not kidding, man. Time to go for sure. That's awesome, Mark. Well, certainly great opportunities of fishing right now. And that's the thing, you know, we talk about with Fish Dope all the time is – they don't cover one zone. I mean, it's from everything you mentioned, from that great sea bass fishing at the Outer Islands all the way to offshore fishing, Mexico, everything in between. And if you want to keep up with what's going on at fishdope.com, you can get $20 off a brand new membership by using the code HOOKUPNOW. HOOKUPNOW, all lowercase, no space, saves you $20 on a new membership to fishdope.com. And if we want to keep up with all the great stuff that's going on at Pacific Edge, how do we keep in touch with you, Mark?
Oh, Ricky, we're in Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger. The phone number at the store is area code 714-840-4262. The website, PacificEdgeTackle.com. And I'm going to go check out some of this stuff tomorrow.
Yeah, I think that's a good call, buddy.
All right, just watch your back over there, Catalina, though, because there's probably a couple people.
You know, that is one place we are definitely not going.
I believe
right.
that.
No. Okay, we'll see you guys. We'll have a report for you next Saturday.
All right, happy 4th.
All right, let's head on down to San Diego now, out to C4 Sport Fishing, and talk to our buddy Marcos. Marcos, we talked about it at the beginning of the show. Do you ever remember the Coronado Islands biting this good for this many yellowtail for this long?
No, and we've talked about this where, yeah, sometimes, you know, it's like, hey, you guys are a little bit spoiled there, where 10 years ago you get 20 yellowtail on the, you know, island trip, and you're like, wow, that was a great trip. But the way the San Diego's been, I mean, 100-plus yellowtail on almost all these trips. It's been some great fishing.
Unreal.
You know, probably some of the most consistent since I've been here, at least. I know that. I'm sure, you know, there's some old guy who will be like, oh, back in the day. But overall, great fishing the islands there. And not just yellowtail, not just small yellowtail, some decent-sized ones in there. Nice mix of bonita, barracuda, a little bit of bass in there. Overall, great fishing at the islands there. And like you said, it's been consistent.
That's
yeah,
great.
There's been, you know, we'll see days where they catch a lot of yellowtail, but to see this many days in a row, it's been really nice there. So definitely take a look at those trips. Make sure you have your passport. If you don't have it, skip a trip, get the passport, and you're good for 10 years, and you'll be able to hop in on that fishing there. If you don't have the time, you don't want to get the passport, don't have the passport yet, there's some very good fishing on the half day also. New Seaforth fishing, bonito on some of those trips, bass on some of those trips, a little bit of other stuff mixed in there. Just overall, very good fishing and kind of what you'd expect to see at this point in the season is kind of what we've been waiting for. So very good fishing there. The overnight trips, those one days, day and a half, a little bit more life there. Starting to see bluefin, yellowfin, yellowtail on there. Still not quite where we'd like it to be, but definitely going the right direction. So check the website, seaforthlanding.com. Full schedule up there for those half days, those full days, those overnights. You can make your reservations directly online there. You can always give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. Come down, visit us in person, get your gear set up for some of that yellowtail fishing, get a Rock Hard Rick breakfast burrito, and get out there.
Life is good, Marcos. Great fishing to be had at Seaforth, from half days to everything in between. Half days to day and a half, it's all happening right now. Great job, appreciate the report, and we'll look forward to talking next week.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
Thanks, Marcos.
Sport Fishing Financials, Rick Jensen with the Northern Baja Report. Good morning, Rick.
Hey, good morning, Rick. Good morning, Pete. And hey, Kevin.
Hey, Rick. How are you?
What's up, Rick?
Hey, I had a little story to add to the little 1801 and the range, Pete. You know, I used to have a big fuel bladder that I would borrow from one of the yachts here and throw it on my 1801. And as a younger man back in the 90s, we had that thing out there where you wouldn't be able to see it with a spotter plane. We were out so far.
Wow. It's a good boat.
Yeah. Yeah, it was solid. I've talked since then about the newer Parkers I've owned and how they're just rinse and go when you bring them back to the slips. But as a kid, when that was my first boat on a trailer, we used to come back and clean it with a toothbrush.
That's right. That's cool. Right?
Every nook and cranny. Well, anyway, it's happening in Baja now. If we look at the Central Cortez down around Mulegé, Bahia Concepcion, San Bruno. San Bruno continues to be the hotter area there, still kicking out good yellowtail, grouper, and cabrilla fishing. Over on the other side, pretty much the whole Central Pacific remains cold. There's water there that's under 60 degrees on the beach, and not much going on there. The guys fishing near shore, getting sheephead and the like. Inside the bays, got a chance to target the corvina and grouper, and even on the beaches, good corvina fishing there. Water's a lot warmer out towards the island at Cedros. We got a report from Jeff at Cedros Island kayaking there. It says the water's 66 degrees. Lots of great calico fishing going on. Yellowtails are moving around. There hasn't been a real good score on yellowtail this week. I'm sure they'll settle in soon. And a little slower so for those now. And Dorado and Yellowfin haven't moved in yet, but they're expecting that to show here any day. Over at Bay of L.A., nice warm weather, wide open, bigger yellowtail. A little slower on the cabrilla, but the cabrilla and grouper are there for the guys that want to put some time in on those. Across the San Quintin, again, that whole central Pacific region, colder water, but the whitefish and the redfish have been okay. Inside the bay, there's some calico, sand bass, occasional halibut. And then Ensenada have been some great fishing, just like there at the Coronado Islands, the school yellowtail are all around. There's also some big barracuda. There's some halibut showing up, white sea bass and sand bass all around. All the pongaro has been doing really well there, so excited to hear about the yellowfin and Dorado moving into the area, and hopefully that Ensenada area will start shooting out there and see if they can intercept them on the way up. So that's it for what we have in Baja. Looks like
I'll tell you what, it sounds like good fishing all around, and of course, Sport Fishing Financial, always good information. And, you know, right now, it's challenging times in the financial markets, and that's why you need a guy like Rick. And the people at Sport Fishing Financial to watch out for you. Right, Rick?
Yeah, like if Albacore showed up, you know, people run right out and get all over that. There seems to be some triggers that send people in the office, but procrastination and, you know, what the 20 or 30 guys have been trying to set an appointment or get in and do some stuff to move over that we've got in the pipeline. And anybody new is thinking about it, we're always there. Best time to start is yesterday, so let's get going.
good advice, buddy. Rick. Hey, how do we find you? We want to go get some advice from you and go fishing with you at Sport Fishing Financial.
Yeah, thanks, Pete. Over there on the website at sportfishingfinancial.com or give us a call at the office, 949-481-1806.
All right. Thanks, Rick. We'll talk to you next Saturday.
Okay. Take care, guys.
All right. See you, Rick. All right. Well, that's going to wrap up our Catch Board today. Again, sponsored by Fisherman's Pros, the pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego landings, now with Fish Pros the Market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked and jerkied fish, and their famous tuna burgers at their convenient Liberty Station location. Fish Pros also have become famous for their line of smoked spices, rubs, and salts, as well as that great smoked cheese. Pick up at their Liberty Station location, stop by and taste it. You will be hooked. They have so much good
stuff. So much good
stuff. At Fish Pros the Market.
Check it out there for sure. Let's go ahead and jump into those jam-packed phone lines, Rick.
Jam-packed they are. This time we're going to talk to Rich. He's calling us from Bradley this morning. Hi, Rich. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning. With all the great reports all the way up and down the state, I'm thinking that a strategy of having a trailerable boat might be the best way to sample some of the great fishing that you guys have been reporting on this morning. Just have everybody salivating. So with that in mind, what is the most comfortably trailerable package that you would feel comfortable taking offshore and still have all the fishability and room for tackle?
Great question.
Yeah. The 2320 Pilot Houseboat is by far our biggest seller, and it's also probably the most user-friendly as far as trailering. And a huge deck still. That deck is almost as long as the 2520 deck, but not quite as wide. It's 8.5-foot beam, so you don't have to worry about any oversized load or anything like that. It's not a super heavy boat. You know, you don't have to worry about having a diesel truck to pull it. You know, an F-150 is going
to
pull it.
I used to pull mine with an F-150. Yeah.
The 23s are easily trailered with an F-150 or, you know, a half-ton truck or, you know, Tahoe or something like that.
No, we're preferring Ford here.
Oh, yeah.
Is there plenty of room for a bait tank?
What's that?
And still plenty of room for a bait tank?
Plenty of room for a bait tank.
Rich, a big bait tank, too. Yeah. Just not just room for one. I mean, you can put 800 gallon on one of those things.
Yeah, most of the time we do a 65 or 75, and I know I've done a 100 gallon on one of those. Yeah, on a 23.
On a 23?
Yeah.
Wow.
So anyway, that's the boat that really fits the needs to your question, if you're going to trailer it.
When I had my 2310, they don't make that model anymore, walk around, it was a transom mount engine. Now they have the bracket mounts.
Yes.
Gives you so much more room on the deck, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
A lot more room on the deck.
Yeah. And it makes the boat that much bigger and ride that much better, too.
It's just effectively makes a longer water line.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And the new ones all have that transom access door?
Yes.
And the live well and the...
Even the 2320s.
The 2320s now have a little live well in the port corner, and then there's a transom door in the starboard corner.
Wow.
In between them is a fish kill box, and then you still have the rest of the deck that... You know, was there, and then the engines hung on the swim step.
That's come a long way.
That's come a long way.
Okay, yeah. How long, if you order one today, how long before you get a 2320, popular model?
If you want a white hull or an Abaco green hull, I have those on order right now, and they'll be here mid-August.
Really?
Yep.
Okay, because so you then can get that September bike.
Be on the list.
And then the 2019s will be, I'll be ordering those, and those are going to come in sometime in, you know, probably November.
If somebody wants to talk to you, order a boat, get more information on Parker Yamaha package, what's the best thing to do?
Best way is call me. It's a 949 area code, 735-5759. That's my cell. And or reach me on my email at kevin@westcoastmarine.com.
And you have a great website, too, with a lot of boats on there.
Yep. Uh-huh. And
WestCoastMarine.com. You can link that right through the Let's Talk Hookup links page.
Yes.
Yep.
And, we can talk about, the stuff that's on order. If you want to custom order your own boat, it'll be a 2019, but get exactly what you want on it.
Again, the coolest thing about dealing with Kevin is you could buy that boat from him bare bones and add every part and piece that you want to on your own, or you could buy that thing so tricked out you can't imagine, or anywhere in between those. Like, they're the easiest people to work with, and you know, if you want your own special unique bait tank, you can do that. Or if you want them to hook you up with a rad bait tank and a killer tower and outriggers and all of those types of things, like you can just drive up there when it's all said and done and trailer the boat home, the rig to the teeth the way you want it.
Yep.
All right, very good. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Let's head north up to Alaska.
Way north.
It's that time of the year for Whalers Cove Lodge is open, and Captain John's starting us up for this year's reports. Good morning, Captain John.
Hey, John.
Hey, good morning, Pete and Rick. This is the fourth day, well, actually five. We just finished up with a group of four, and we've got some really cool catches. In fact, last night I gave awards to people who caught 177-pound halibut, 124-pound halibut, 103-pound halibut, and a whole bunch of other releases. And right now our Kill a Snoo King contest that runs through July 13th, my guest caught a 23.8-pounder yesterday, and another guy on my boat the day before got a 20.8, and those two fish are in first and second because we just got started. And we had a run of chum come through the other day. We had a boat that had 12 huge, bright chum that most people would think were coho, but they're not. They're beautiful chum. And I don't know if you've ever had fresh chum, but it's one of my favorite salmon.
Really?
But
no.
Yeah. So we've got some fish, and the whales are here, and there's been orcas. You know, everything is happening. But one thing we didn't really talk about last year is the new kayak program that we have. I know there's a lot of people in your audience that love kayak fishing.
Yeah.
Well, we have a fleet of these wonderful fishing kayaks that you pedal, and we also yep. have the paddle pipe.
You have the Hobie. It's the Hobie, the Mirage Drive Hobie Pros. They're the Pro Anglers,
right.
which are really, really nice.
Very stable, very easy yep. to use, very easy to operate.
Yep. So now we are doing kayak trips, and it's fun. We've got some people that are coming up to do that. We kind of tested it out last year, and we had people catching halibut and salmon from a kayak. And this is the place to do it because of the water, and there's all kinds of different programs. There might be, you know, go from right here or take them on one of the big boats and go out and go to a special location. But that's something that we still have a few spots for. And by the way, I just got word this morning, someone canceled on a Let's Talk Hookup trip. So we've got two spots available.
All right.
So if anybody wants to get in on that, Pete, you know the date.
August 14th through the 18th is the date. Can't wait. This is like one of my favorite trips of the year. Whalers Cove Lodge, you guys do such a great job. It's so exciting watching your Facebook page, watching you catching all this fish. And it's not going to be long before we're going to start seeing some silvers in the action, right?
I got the first silver day before yesterday.
Nice,
so
John.
They're starting to come in. It wasn't huge, but, you know, it's going to be a really good coho year. 3 years ago, we had a really great coho year, and that's what this run is coming from. So I expect massive amounts of coho this year. And, of course, we're still doing rockfish. We've been running across and getting some really nice rockfish over at Morris Reef area and down at Russian Reef. There's three of us down there the other day just having a ball, hooking halibut, hooking yellow eye, and all kinds of rockfish. This place just has so many places to fish with so many different species. It's what makes it so great.
Absolutely. It's a wonderful, wonderful opportunity. Whalers Cove Lodge, you want to join us August 14th through 18th or do the kayak program, or maybe they have some other spots available for you. We're already booked. Yesterday I booked 2020.
Oh, my gosh.
That's how popular Whalers Cove Lodge is, because people keep coming back. John, how do we get a hold of you if we want to come up to Whalers Cove Lodge?
Well, call Jay. He's our guest services manager, and he's at the desk right now. It's 1-800-423-3123. That's 1-800-423-3123. Or go over to WhalersCoveLodge.com. That's WhalersCoveLodge.com. And check out, you know, if you want to see what the boats look like. We still have a few fully guided trips throughout the season. And see what you want and get in on that Let's Talk Hookup. Or if you want to do the kayak program, give Jay a call. We'll get you all set up. And if not this year, we will book you for next year. Hit your prime dates.
Indeed. All right. Captain John, great to hear from you. A great start of the season. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Appreciate the time this morning. That's such a, it just reminds me what a wonderful spot that is.
No doubt.
Hey, let's go ahead and jump into the phones, Rick.
You got it, man. They're packed solid. Everybody wants to talk to Kevin. How about this time we talk to Mark? He's calling us from Santee this morning. What's up, Mark? Welcome to Let's
morning,
Talk Hookup.
Thanks for hanging in there.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Great.
Mark?
Hey, I just want to – I went to that Captain Rollo's dinner you had the other night.
At the Bally High.
Yeah,
wasn't that fun?
And I'll tell you what, that was a good time. It was a really good time.
That's good my time, and, I hear.
And I just wanted to say to your listeners out there that these guys ain't just about fishing and stuff. They hooked up this young Marine who
so
had
cool.
his tackle and stuff stolen. And, you know, these guys really treated him right, you know.
Yeah.
Gave him fishing poles and tackle gear and sent him on a trip. That was really nice.
One of the guys in attendance purchased a rod from the live auction and then gave it to the Marine and his son. And then Rosie from Cedros Sport Fishing gave the son and Marine a trip to Cedros Sport Fishing.
Yeah, the story was too cool. The guys were fishermen, you know, father and son. They had their gear. You know, they just finished washing it off. They they came outside, they came back, and somebody stole all of their fishing tackle. And I want to say, too, like, say, Norm, who's, you know, a big member of the San Diego Rod and Reel Club, the first fishing rod that went up for auction was a custom-built fishing rod that had, like, a custom Marine Corps insignia on it. There was no, like, setup. It wasn't done ahead of time for these guys. Norm found out the story and just said, like, I don't care what it costs. I won't be outbid. Like, his hand was just held up the whole time until he beat everybody out and then gave the rod and reel to the Marine father and son. The whole thing was so cool.
And it was great to see Captain Paul Hebert from the Wicked Tuna, as well as Captain Dave Marciano. Congratulations to Team Marciano on the Tomahawk.
Yeah, they took it down.
For winning the Tuna Wars title this year, too. So, great. And the best thing is, we raised between that and the Tuna Wars trip about $40,000 to take kids fishing.
Wow. So dude, that's so
cool.
That's going
to take a lot of kids fishing, indeed. So, thanks to all the people like you, Mark, that came and donated and bought things and supported the Cap Morales Kids at Sea. It was a great evening there at the Valley High, and great trips both on the Tribute as well as the Tomahawk. Thanks to Captain Mike and the guys on the Tomahawk for doing that, too. All right. Appreciate the call this morning.
All right. Hey, let's jump right back into the phones. They're getting packed up. This time we're going to talk to Mike, calling us from Chino Hills. What's up, Mike? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, Mike. Hey, guys. Hey, I got a couple of questions regarding San Clemente. I got a 21-foot center console, and I'm wondering where would be the best place to launch out of to get to San Clemente. We normally launch out of Alamitos Bay at Long Beach. But it looks to me like if I go down to Dana Point or maybe even Oceanside, it'd be a closer run to Clemente.
Dana Point, I think.
Well, Dana Point's easy, but it's actually closer from Oceanside.
Yeah, Oceanside's
right.
The best.
Mm-hmm. 47 miles from Oceanside to Pyramid Head, and it's really 52 miles from Dana Point. I'm maybe a few miles off there. So it's within a few. It just depends on what's easier for you to get to, I would think.
We've always said the distance.
Well, it's easier to drive on the road than it is on the ocean. So
the distance from San Diego, Oceanside, and Dana is all, I believe, within 10 miles of each other. But the swell direction sure is nice from Oceanside. Like, it's the easiest, it's the path of least resistance.
Yeah, and they do have bait in Oceanside. But one thing I'll say about Dana Point, they have Everingham Brothers in Dana Point.
That is a
so
good
that's
call.
A huge deal.
It's a very good call.
There's nobody better than the Everingham Brothers, and that's Dana Point. But the bait hauler in Oceanside's also excellent.
Yep, does a great job too, for sure. And like you say, it's easier to travel on the road than you know necessarily packing extra fuel on the boat.
Yeah, indeed. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. Phones are still packed, absolutely solid. We got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
This is Pete Gray to tell you about one of my favorite places to fish in the world. It's Whaler's Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska. For several years now, we've been hosting groups at Whaler's Cove, and this is certainly one trip I do not miss. Each year, the Powers family makes great improvements to the lodge that make this great lodge even better. New rooms, new boats, new fish processing facilities, new outdoor kitchen. The list goes on and on. As for fishing, the calm waters around Whaler's Cove are 100 miles from any large town, so you will enjoy wilderness adventure without the crowds. Whaler's Cove Lodge has some of the best salt and freshwater fishing in Alaska, and there's no need for a bumpy boat ride for hours. You can find productive fishing for salmon, halibut, and rockfish just 10 minutes from the lodge. Here's the deal. The word is out on Whaler's Cove, so you want to go? Book soon. WhalersCoveLodge.com or call 800-423-3123. WhalersCoveLodge.com for the Alaska fishing experience of a lifetime.
Penreels has really stepped up their long-range game. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Come in and check out the new Penreels for long-range anglers. The PenFathom Lever Drag 2-Speed Reel has a topless design, full metal body and side plates, plus Dura Drag Washer. The redesigned Penn International lineup also has a topless design and is precision machined from high-strength, lightweight, aircraft-grade aluminum. These tough new reels are ideal for your next long-range trip. Come check them out at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego or on the web at saltwatertackle.com. Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hard-working crew is always looking for ways to improve your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation, offering great half- and full-day open party trips. Book online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
When bad weather and rough seas send other boats back to the dock, Seakeeper allows you to fish longer and fish harder, even in the roughest conditions. Don't believe it? Just ask those that have put them on their boat, like Captain Pete Grosbeck and other professionals. Fishing in the trough with Seakeeper basically eliminates the trough. Seakeeper's newest offering, the Seakeeper 3, is optimized to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on boats between 30 and 39 feet. Even better, this gyro is so small it can fit inside a customized leaning post and operate on your current battery system, making installation fast and easy. Watch for new product coming soon. The Seakeeper for boats. Think about it. Eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on your boat. That is amazing. To learn more about how Seakeeper can change your life on the water and to schedule your free demo, go to seakeeper.com. Take a ride, be amazed. Seakeeper.
He's not just my fishing buddy. After 30 years, he's a brother, and I'd sure hate to lose him. His bass boat's got nothing to do with it. So I make sure both of us wear a life jacket. Save the ones you love, even if they don't own a fancy boat. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Dart! Captain Bob Fletcher, what's up, Dart?
Hey, Bob.
Hey, guys, great show. I'm thoroughly enjoying it. I just want to let you know we got some really exciting news. I think it might have been Thursday, that Louis Zim, Captain Louis, has been appointed to replace Buzz on the Pacific Fishery Management Council as the Southern California charter boat operator, and that is huge for the sport fishing industry, for everybody here in California.
Because it could have gone the other way to an environmentalist, right?
Well, yeah, because Jerry Brown, his first, two or three names were environmentalists, and fortunately, thanks to a lot of people, Don Hansen among them, we were able to talk to the powers that be and point out that no one ever had the kind of experience that Captain Louis Zim has had over the years between commercial fishing, sport fishing, scientific knowledge, running a research vessel out of Scripps. I mean, he's done it all, and he is so great working through this system. He will be the best thing that we've ever had up there.
By far, the most qualified candidate, and they made the right selection. And thank goodness, and congratulations to Louis.
That's sure. Awesome. Yeah, way to go, Louis.
You bet. It is terrific. And this is a three-year appointment, but then the option is to request another term and then a third. So total of 9 years, and I know that Louis will be our guy there for that 9 years, and he is the kind of person that can come on this show, can talk to anybody, and explain it in a way that they understand. So I'm just thrilling. It was the end of a huge effort by a lot of people, including CCA, that helped get Louis that appointment. So that is a big news. And one last bit of news. I've been skunked 3 times offshore trying to get a bluefin, but I'm not going to stop. You know, one of these days, a dumb one will find my bait.
Okay, just do us a favor, Dart. Let us know what day you're going so we can make sure we alert everybody.
Yeah, I will say nothing.
All right, Dart. Well, keep at it. You'll get them.
But let me ask you this, Dart. How many yellowtail have fallen victim in between that amount of time?
I stopped counting.
That's right, buddy. I know Dart's had some pretty epic yellowtail trips already this year.
No kidding.
Oh, my God. I've never seen it. All the way back into February. This has been fun.
You got it.
Good times for yellowtail, for sure. And the bluefin will come.
No doubt it will.
It'll happen.
It's not even July yet.
Yeah, I'm going to say right now that my forecast for albacore this year is not going to happen.
Yeah.
They're already biting up north, right?
The first few yellowfin that were caught began to raise questions in your mind, maybe?
Yeah, I think so. But you never know, darn it.
You never know. You just keep predicting them until they happen, and then you're the man.
That's Tommy Rothery way.
That's it. All right, buddy. Congratulations, though, buddy Louis Zim. And on the appointment, Pacific Fisheries Management Council, that's a huge appointment, and we know he'll do a great job for anglers and everybody. The resource,
Roger.
The whole deal, for sure.
Absolutely.
All right. Thanks, Dart. Very good. Hey, next San Diego County Ford Dealer Live Remote is a week from today.
Nice.
1 week from today, next Saturday at Mossy Ford in Pacific Beach, and that's your next chance to qualify for the two big grand prizes, either by random draw or by winning that Shimano casting contest. Prize one is a Hobie Mirage Drive kayak from Fastlane Kayaks in Mission Bay, along with a trip to Cedros kayak fishing on Cedros Island. Prize number two, 4-night fishing package for two at Rancho Leonero and Baja Zscape. Includes round-trip tickets, San Diego, Orange County, or LAX to Los Cabos on Alaska Airlines. Be sure to click on the Alaska Air banner on the front page of the Let's Talk Hookup website, letstalkhookup.com. Also, a trip on the Blackjack from Dana Landing in Mission Bay will be up for grabs. Shimano Rods and Reels, Maui Jim Sunglasses. Gary the Prize Cowboy will be there along with Tommy P. Tons of great stuff given away just for showing up. So get a chance at that Rancho Leonero Alaska Airlines trip or the Hobie Mirage Drive kayak from Fastlane and the Cedros kayak fishing trip. 1 week from today, next Saturday at Mossy Ford, just off the 5 freeway in Pacific Beach. Looking forward to that. We'll see you there.
All right. Hey, let's jump into the phones. They're packed up. Tom in San Diego. You're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Tom.
Really? Tom?
Well, good morning, guys. How you doing?
What's up, Tom?
Tom.
Hey, I just want to say, yes, it was a great event Tuesday night at the Valley High. And kudos to Norm for doing so much and all the others who contributed. And I went out last night to see the boys come in, and it was kind of funny. They were the winning crew was playing a little low-key because the other crew actually caught a 103-pound OPA. But
Dennis
Yamamoto.
Grandpa caught it.
Yeah, yeah. But unless there are no tuna caught, you don't weigh that. But, of course, you had a little hopeful on Paul Hebert's side, but Captain Marciano and crew came through. But it's a great event. Kudos to those guys for coming out and volunteering their time. And, of course, Friends of Rollo for coming out in force to help put on the dinner and the San Diego Rod and Reel Club and all those guys. So,
Mike Lum, Tim Baker, and the rest of the crew just did an outstanding job. Howard, unbelievable.
Yep. That was a great event, very fun, and it was everything that they had talked about. Harold Davis, like, it was everything that everybody talked about. It's just a very fun evening, great food, great atmosphere, cool stories, and just like you said.
How can I forget Harold Davis? He drove all the way down from Paso Robles to do the auction.
That guy's
the man.
And
help out.
Yeah, that was just such a great event. I can't wait for the next one.
Yeah, indeed. Hey, Tom, thanks for your support. Appreciate the call this morning.
All right, let's jump right back into the phones. This time we're going to talk to Tommy. He called us from Tierra Santa this morning. Hi, Tommy. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hi, guys. I was wondering, how close are the bluefin tuna on shore? My dad and I, we have a 13-foot series game fisher, old school, with a 500-pound Gatson motor.
Not that close yet.
Yeah, I think you need a Parker to get out there.
Parker?
Yeah.
Will you give me a good trade-in?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That was my very first boat was a Sears Game Fisher.
Is that right?
Yeah, 100%. That was my Lake Jennings San Vicente special for sure. So I know that rig for sure. That was my first ride, and I would say it's probably not where the bluefin are at.
Yeah,
but
no,
you know, great spotty fishing and stuff like that. But I'm with Kevin. You need
great bay boat.
Yeah, you need a Parker to get to that bluefin ground right now.
Go see Kevin; he'll set you up. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
How about Lou from Fullerton up next on Let's Talk Hookup? What's up, Lou?
Hey, good morning, Pete, Rick, and Kevin.
Hey, Lou.
To tag on to Northern Baja, that Rick gave the report, there's some nice big yellows out towards the island and close. They're in the high teens, but if you want the 20s and 30s, you got to go to the Cardoso. You know where that's at, Ricky. And, Ricky, it was been your open fishing. It was all surface of fish, fly line, lure, whatever you wanted, it was there.
I don't think there's anything more. I don't think there's anything more fun than Baja Yellowtail in the service iron, Lou.
It was outstanding. You get one gets tired of fly lining, so I'd go to the iron and you just couldn't miss. And it was one of those nice days. It's warm. A little bit of wind comes up early afternoon. Time to get out of the water, but everybody's having a lot of fun and it's wide open. Just got to travel.
That's cool, buddy.
All right, Lou. Nice report.
Yeah, great update.
Glad you had fun there. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. That does free up 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. You want to get a chance to talk to Kevin, get a chance to win that full-day trip on the San Diego out of Seaforth Landing. There you go. Hey, speaking of trips, we have sponsored two Liberty two-day trips this September. Trip number one departs Sunday, September 16th, returns Tuesday. Great price for a two-day trip on the Liberty, $650. It's a limited load, limited to 25 people.
Oh, dude.
Can you
right
believe
on.
That?
Yeah.
Food no. And Mexican permits included.
Oh, no way.
FMM
That's
is
a great
gonna be
price.
Extra if they need it. But a two-day trip in mid-September on the Liberty.
That's a really good
That trip's going to go quickly.
No doubt.
We have a second one the weekend after, Sunday, September 23rd. Tuesday to September 25th, same deal. 25
That's
people,
cool.
$650, food and Mexican permit included. If you want to book these trips, we have it on our trips page at letstalkhookup.com. Just go to the trips page, look for the Liberty trip, or go to fishermanslanding.com and just search for the boat Liberty in September and book those trips because I'm telling you. They will.
That's a really good deal, especially for a boat like that. You know, we don't often get to run those trips on the Liberty because they focus on three-quarter. But then that is basically was built as the most killer three-day boat available that runs three-quarter day. I mean, big showers,
Full
great
day.
Food, very comfortable.
Yeah.
And just what a cool ride and a cool opportunity at a great price.
Well, they now call three-quarter day trips full day.
That's true. They are
full
days.
So it's
still
a three-quarter day trip, but it's full day.
Yeah, well, it's a full day.
It's a full day.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
It should be called a
yeah,
full day,
exactly.
Right? Hey, Kevin, a last caller, or caller before the last caller, Lou there, had a good question. What size boat is safe? Let's start at, say, the Catalina Coronado Islands. What size boat are you safe on, given the right weather, which is key, to take to Catalina Coronado Islands?
I think in that 18-foot,
so you could take a Parker 18 or 21 Parker.
Yeah, the 21 is a totally different boat than the 18.
Yes,
the 21 go off way offshore.
Yeah.
But that 18 is a sturdy boat and, you know, perfect Coronado boat, perfect Catalina boat.
And with the dependability of a Yamaha outboard,
yeah,
you're good.
You're good.
Enough
fuel to get there, boat underneath you to take the seas.
Seaworthy.
You're not going to watch the weather with any time you go out. But that's kind of my shot, my opinion on it as far as size.
Especially with a setup like you were talking about for Tony. You do that custom fit bait tank under the lean post. You do a Yamaha 150 on the back of that thing. I'm with you. I'd have no problem fishing the islands on that boat.
Yeah.
What about going 50 miles offshore? What do
you
recommend?
Well, I would want to be in that 20-foot range at least.
Yeah. For 21 for center console, 21 walk around.
23 center console, 23, pilot house for sure. Those 23 pilot houses, they have, upwards of 300-mile range.
Wow.
With a full tank. So,
and you have a place to get out of the weather if
exactly.
it does come up.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's a seaworthy boat.
Yes.
That 23 or the 25, such a nice size boat. Still trailerable, but you can spend the night on it. You can spend two nights on it. You can spend a week on it if you want,
yep.
right?
It's camping.
I love seeing how guys customize them out too, whether it be microwaves or inverter systems or the way they do their electronics or the way they do seating arrangements. I mean, there's so many cool ways to trick out those boats because there's a lot of room and a lot of space to get to do things.
There's a lot of room and, you can remove furniture, out of the pilot house and build your own, custom bed or locker or whatever. Put extra batteries in it for, house bank of batteries that are going to run your electronics and your bait tank all night, you know, when you're over, you know, anchored up at the islands or something like that.
Run your inverter with your microwave, your coffee maker.
Yeah, if you want to go that direction, you can get a little microwave and heat up your breakfast burritos and
that's the best,
that kind of stuff.
That's the best move we ever made on our boat ever, to be able to be offshore or sea bass fishing or whatever we're doing in a center console and be able to nuke up a breakfast burrito. Is, oh, my God,
so
it's the
good.
Best in the world.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's so
something
nice.
Hot.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. So, you know, that's the thing about a Parker. They're built to go offshore.
Yep.
And mm-hmm. But you have to get, you know, 21 and better. That's what you want.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. All right, 858-457-1090. Let's jump into the phone.
You got it. How about we talk to Gus, our buddy Gus calling from Burbank. Yo, Gus.
What's up, Gus?
Yo, you guys.
Hi,
Yo,
Gus.
Hey, I made it back from the tuna wars.
You were all on right. The tribute, right?
Yeah, I was on the boat that lost the war.
Oh, Gus, come on.
But I was there for every stop. I was working at it. It's just that the bluefin tuna that were jumping all over the place were rather elusive and lockjaw.
Yeah, they just don't want to bite, do they?
That'll change.
Yeah, it'll change.
Yeah, we had a good time, though. It was an excellent time. I just wanted to say this story about friends of Rollo or Rollo's kids. The captain, okay, the captain that took us out on the tribute, his name is Shane. I don't know his last name. But he got interested in fishing because he was one of Rollo's kids.
Wow.
Oh, no way. That's cool.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah. Great story.
I mean, he went out with Rollo's kids, and then he became a captain of a fishing charter boat. I mean, it's just amazing to me.
That's a nice story. How was Captain Paul Hebert aboard the boat?
He was great. He was a little under the weather. He had some sort of bronchial problems or something, you know. But he was a great, great mate to have on that boat.
Yeah. And did you guys catch any bluefin at all?
Oh, yeah. I think we caught three bluefin, or it was either three bluefin and one yellowfin or two bluefin and one yellowfin. But the highlight of the day was Dennis Yamamoto's 100-pound-plus opa.
What a fish.
Nice.
Oh, it was amazing. I was taking a few pictures. I haven't really reviewed them yet, but that was an impressive fish to land.
What did he catch that on, Gus?
I'm sure it was a bait fish. Not a flatfall fish, but a bait. We were using sardines.
Yeah, okay.
Awesome.
Well, great. Did you have fun, Gus?
I had a blast.
Okay.
I had a blast, and the swag that they gave everybody for participating was incredible.
Did Maui Mikey come aboard and keep you entertained?
Maui Mikey was absolutely incredible. He came up with just the, you know, the greatest, you know, the Maui Jim, a 50% off Maui Jim coupon.
Wow.
Really nice Maui Jim shirts and hats.
Very nice.
And
yeah.
My favorite are the cables.
Yeah, those are great. And I'll tell you what, Maui Jim, Mike Battistoni flew all the way up from Florida to support the Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea program. The deals he gave away, if you bought $300 of the sunglasses, you got a free pair of Maui Jim sunglasses. He gave away a lot of pairs of sunglasses.
Tickets.
And that comes from Maui Jim.
That's cool.
And the support that Maui Jim. So I want to thank Maui Jim for all their support and taking kids fishing through Captain Rollo's. And thank you, Gus, for all your support, too. You're a good man. Appreciate that.
All right. Hey, let's jump back into the phones. This time we're going to talk to John Conn from Upland. Hey, John, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Yeah, good morning, guys. How are you guys doing?
Great.
What's up, John?
Good.
No, I'm going to be on your Seagulls trip in August, and I've been hearing about the Cold Sniper jerk baits. They work well there, and I was just wondering which ones should I get.
Yeah.
You're going to go with Rick.
going to be a great trip. Both sizes will work just fine. I like the smaller of the two. The hooks on them are crazy, crazy sticky sharp, but for the numbers of bass that you're going to be blowing through, you might think about swapping the hooks out with a Gamakatsu treble hook, get shove a little larger hook, or maybe one of those single replacement hooks. But yeah, the smaller of the two sizes is my favorite, but both of them will work just fine. I like to fish it on a Tranx 400, 65-pound Super 8 Slick is my favorite, and then I just fish like a real short, like a 3-foot piece of like 40-pound Seaguar fluorocarbon.
There you go. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out what lucky winner's going on a full-day trip on board the San Diego. You stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
This is Captain Art Taylor of Searcher Sport Fishing. Come join our seasoned crew led by Captain Aaron Remy and me on a fishing adventure to remember. Our 2018 schedule is available now with multi-day trips to fit your budget. The Searcher has remodeled cabins, an RSW system to preserve your catch, and great meals prepared by our chefs. Don't wait. Book your adventure online now at SearcherSportFishing.com or call Celia at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403. Visit SearcherSportFishing.com.
While Seaguar invented fluorocarbon fishing line in 1971, their never-ending pursuit of innovation has never stopped. They are the only company making double-structure fluorocarbon, which combines two exclusive custom resins, a high-density interior for strength and sensitivity, and a softer exterior for enhanced knot strength. So for the best in fishing performance, pick up a spool of Seaguar Fluoro Premier and the original Blue Label Leader material at your favorite tackle dealer. Both are double-structure fluorocarbon.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next-generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. All right, big congratulations going 3-quarter day fishing on board the San Diego. Full day fishing on board the San Diego. Yeah, exactly. Going to Tony in San Marcos. Tony, congratulations. I know you love going fishing on the San Diego.
Yeah, indeed. And I'll tell you what, Kevin Kelly, West Coast Marine, Parker Boats, Yamaha Outboards. No finer boat for the Southern California trailer boater or one that wants to leave it in the water than a Parker boat. You see them everywhere. It's a reason for it because they work.
They work.
Yeah.
They're a stout boat that fishes well and they work.
Yes, indeed. So if somebody wants a Parker boat, Yamaha outboard, how do we find you?
Get in touch with me. Email at kevin@westcoastmarine.com. Visit our website at westcoastmarine.com, and there's phone numbers there, or call me on my cell phone, 949-735-5759. Be happy to talk to you about equipment and how to dress up a boat and what we've done in the past. You got ideas on what you want, we'll talk. We can order one specific for your needs or pull one out of stock.
Yeah, there you go. And get them while you can because they go quickly.
They're in demand.
Yeah.
They're in demand. So, you know, stock boats that I ordered, they might have a name on it. Somebody's got a deposit on it already.
Yeah.
But, you know.
He bought it.
Yep.
Give Kevin a call. He does miracles for you.
No doubt.
Hey, thanks to Adam on the other side of the glass. Don't forget, Adam runs our app. Yeah, we've got all those great app features, including classic archives where you hear Marty Miller and more. And, of course, our archives every day are up throughout there. You can hear that, or you can listen live from Paris, France, if you want. At the Let's Talk Hookup app in the App Store right there or on the Google Play Store. Download it today. You will not be sorry. Next up here on the Mighty 1090, is The Hangover. But tomorrow on Let's Talk Hookup, Z from Blue Guard Innovations and Ken Franke from the Sport Fishing Association of California. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you tomorrow right back here, Mighty 1090.